Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
With Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And of course, hey, financial freedom, it's going to look a little bit different for each person, right? So what does that look like for you? If you're not already financially free, just step back for a second and imagine, what is that picture, right? Does financial freedom mean simply covering your monthly expenses with passive income? Right? Covering your expenses. That's what we talk about a lot with that cash flow, right? Or does it mean retiring early, leaving that job, whether you love it or hate it, heading into retirement in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, it's possible. Or maybe you want to build your net worth up to a certain level. What's that number? 1 million, 2 million, 8 million, 18 million, right? The sky's the limit. Or maybe build up your net worth with the end goal in mind of, well, eventually you're going to pass on and pass that on to your kids. Great goals. So ultimately, what your financial freedom looks like is it's up to you, right? But I'll tell you, at a minimum, you want to build up enough passive income so that you do cover your expenses every month, right? And maybe a little bit of padding on top for fun, that kind of occasional one-off vacation, sports event, whatever it may be, concert when those come back around. But I'll tell you, I find that once you've done that, once you've built up that monthly cash flow, most people want to keep growing, build more cash flow, create more net worth, and optimize that net worth, improve your return on net worth. We'll talk about that KPI here in a little bit. And I'll tell you, with real estate investing, you can do all of that. Once you start building that cash flow, now you're going to see, in tandem, of course, you're going to see your net worth grow. They move together, right? Some at different paces. Your cash flow may grow faster than your net worth or vice versa. But at some point, it's probable that you're going to shift your focus from purely cash flow to the net worth side of that equation. And I've been thinking about this lately, and it got me to wondering, what does the average net worth look like right now in America? And I've got some numbers for you. I've got a crazy number for you. You're going to want to hear this. And I've got the numbers broken down by age group, right? So I want to look at each of those age brackets with you, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and see where the typical net worth sits. Where do you sit relative to your peers? Do you know your net worth? Right? We'll talk about that. I will also talk about what you can do if you are in one of those given age brackets to, you know, things you can do to help you grow that net worth. That is the theme of the show today. And of course, if you're going to invest in real estate to create that passive income and that net worth, then you're going to start asking yourself the question that I asked myself 8 years ago and discussed with my wife and discussed with a mentor. Should I buy single family or should I do multifamily? Single family, multifamily. That's the question, right? And it's worth mentioning here that, you know, single family, this single family versus multi discussion, it takes form in essence around cash flow versus net worth. You're going to have both. You can have both. You can build cash flow and net worth with both single family and multifamily. But again, the pace, the speed for each tends to be a little bit different. One favors cash flow over the other, one favors net worth. And of course, it comes down to the projects that you're working on, but that's been my experience. And keep in mind, right, that there are trade-offs to each product type, say, you know, single family or multifamily. Think about single family. You will have a higher cash flow per door. How many doors do you have? One. That presents some of the challenges. There's a lower barrier to entry to get into single family as well. I will talk about that. And if you start buying single family houses, odds are you're going to be a little more spread out like I am. If you're listening for the first time, I sit in Dallas-Fort Worth, and we invest all across the Metroplex. You know, my farthest flung rental is about a 50 to 60 minute drive in pre-COVID times. Right now, traffic's thinned up a little bit. It's going a little bit quicker. Although we did make the drive across town the other day, I'm noticing more and more cars in the parking lots, more and more traffic on the highways. In fact, the two bottlenecks that tend to slow me down when I head over to Tarrant County, they were back. They were back. But single family, back to that, you know, it's a little bit harder to manage because of that tendency to be a little bit farther flung. It's a little bit harder to manage than multifamily. And also, I'd tell you on the valuation side, when we're thinking about net worth, after that initial equity capture, right? We buy low because we're buying assets that need work, or we're buying assets from somebody that needs to dispose of them quickly. So we have some initial equity capture, right? That adds to our net worth immediately. But then we're going to have to wait for the market to naturally appreciate. The value of my house is going to be based on the value of the houses around me. That's how it works. Sold comps, right? Those are sales comps. And although we saw massive appreciation following the housing bust of 08 or so, 08, 09, traditionally in Texas, we tend to see about 3 to maybe 5% in annual appreciation. And we're moving back to that level, I would say. So our net worth will increase a little bit more slowly, aside from, again, those big equity capture deals that we can take down for very little out of pocket. Now, multifamily on the other side, lower cash flow per door, but you got a lot more doors. And they're all under one roof, or maybe multiple roofs on one property. We're talking about things like economies of scale. Good stuff there. Keeps your costs lower. Everything's in one place. If you have enough doors, you hire a maintenance man. You hire staff in the leasing office. And of course, forced appreciation. And this is where that net worth can really come from. You know, I took the financial freedom seminar over the past couple of weeks. Normally it's a 2-day, Saturday, Sunday, but we're also offering it in the evening. So I sat through that on Tuesdays and Thursdays, did the single family side, got to the multifamily side, and we talked about that very thing, that forced appreciation. That's something you do not have in the single family side. I can increase the rents in my multifamily, drive my bottom line up. That drives up the value, right? Reduce bad debt. There are 28 ways, right? Add pet rent, upgrade the laundry room. Rubs, right? Rub back that those utilities. And eventually we force up that value and we build that net worth. And when we come back, I want to tell you one way you can do that without being involved at all. And then we'll start talking about this net worth equation. How do you figure that out? What are you worth right now? Stay tuned.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and on today's show, we're going to examine your net worth. I hope you know what your net worth is. If you don't, we're going to talk about how you can figure that out. And I have a confession. Before I became a real estate investor, before I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, that's nothing that I had looked at. I had a rough idea, a vague kind of notion, but didn't really calculate it. Never sat down and figured it out. Now I calculate it regularly. Right? And I'll tell you why. Let me give you a couple numbers and a couple of very important dates that are coming up. First of all, if you have questions on this topic, you can give me a call here. The number is 855-497-4335. Again, that is 855-497-4335. Or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. I do check those throughout the show. Again, that's askandy@luinc.com. Now, one important date, if you are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area like I am, and if you own your own house or rental property in Tarrant County, well, they sent out their appraisal notices on May 1st. You have a 30-day deadline from that date, or May 15th. We've already passed that. So 30 days from the date they send that out to protest, to file your protest, June 1. I'm looking at my appraisal notice for one of our properties over in Tarrant. June 1 is the deadline. So if you are in Tarrant County, get those going. You can do those online. It's very easy. Tarrant is one of the counties that we operate in that makes it very easy. So you don't have any excuse. Do it. There's even an automated system there. You can just do a quick push of a button, see what they throw back at you, and then fight that if you don't like it. Other important dates. Let me tell you, we've got our free workshop coming up, and this is what I went to the first time I wanted to learn more about Lifestyles Unlimited after hearing it on the radio for probably a good year or so. And in fact, we've got one coming up here in just a couple of days on June 2nd. That would be Tuesday. This is in the evening, 6:30 p.m. Central Time, running for about an hour and a half. Got one a couple days later if you're out on the West Coast, if you're catching the podcast. That's going to be on June 4th. It's a little bit later, starts at 8:30 p.m. again, Central Time. And then we've got one a couple days after that over the lunch break. If you're still working, you get that lunch break, come give a listen from noon, running about an hour and a half. And you can learn more. You can register if you go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. Again, that is freeworkshoplivestream.com. See what we're about. And you'll hear some of these topics that we're talking about today, you know, cash flow versus net worth, single family versus multifamily, which is the best path? Well, the best path is getting off that conventional wisdom path that you're on now and getting into real estate. We're going to look at an article here in just a second. This came out on bankrate.com. I mentioned I got curious about the average net worth here in America, did some research, and Bankrate examined a triennial, which means every 3 years, survey that the Federal Reserve has issued. Now, the last time they ran this was in 2016. Prior to that, obviously, 2013. They have done the survey for 2019, but those results are not yet out. Interestingly, average net worth grew 26% over those 3 years. I would tell you, if you invest in real estate, you're going to grow it a heck of a lot faster. A heck of a lot faster. And they say here, and this number kind of boggles my mind. We'll talk about why it's a little bit goofy. It says Americans' average net worth is $692,100. $692,100. How does that hold up against your personal financial statement, your net worth? Now that's an average. Right? That's an average. And you have to remember, when we're talking about averages, you're taking you're adding up all of the values and dividing by the number of those values in that data set, right? And that's the problem. An average can really be skewed. Think about what happened yesterday. SpaceX, we just launched two astronauts from U.S. soil for the first time in 9 years up into outer space using a private company. Elon Musk, what is his net worth? That's going to be in that average. Jeff Bezos, Amazon fame, COVID-19. I see Amazon trucks driving up and down my street all day, every day. That guy is approaching the first guy or gal with trillionaire net worth status. So those guys are skewing that average massively. And as we look at the numbers for the 20 years old, the 30s, the 40s, and so on, we'll talk about the average, but we'll look at the median. The median is the middle point. 50% of the people are on one side of that line, 50% are on the other, and it's going to help us put that average into perspective. Because again, the if you're thinking about a bell curve, those guys, the Jeff Bezos, the Elon Musk, the Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, they are skewing that curve massively to the right and helping to pull up that average. So jumping back to multifamily, though, I mentioned ahead of the break, we talked about the ways that you can really force appreciation, and that is the beauty of apartments. That is the beauty of apartments, because that is how you're going to grow that net worth far faster than that 26% over 3 years. Some people in our membership base, they're doubling their investment in the first year. Planned horizon might be to hold those apartments for 3 to 5 years and then refinance or sell. And you know what? They say the value's gone up so much, we're selling now. Cash out, get that money out, redeploy. We talked about there are 28 different ways that you can lever your business in multifamily to drive that value upward. You increase the income. That's the bottom line, right? By either increasing your rents in some capacity, pet rent, VIP parking, and so on, or decreasing those expenses. Typically, you're doing both. Have a water conservation program, right? Bottom line, your income goes up. And unlike those single family houses that are valued based on the sales prices around me, we are valued on our cash flow. And that is a really big lever. Multifamily is a business. Do you have to be a business owner? Do you have to be out there running this business? No, that's another beautiful thing about apartments, and especially Lifestyles Unlimited. You can get in as a passive investor, right? We've got lead investors. That's a term we use within Lifestyles Unlimited. You may have heard the term syndicators. They're putting these deals together, right? And they typically may not have the capital or the desire to put in all of their capital. So they'll assemble a group of like-minded investors like we have a 50,000 member strong at Lifestyles, right? And say, hey, okay, here's the deal, private placement memorandum, read this, be educated, be sophisticated. And then I, as a passive, can contribute, sit back on my couch and wait for that mailbox money to come in. Now, if you've heard the show before, you know I'm a single family investor. That's how my wife and I got started. And going back to the whole single family versus multifamily discussion, which is the path for you? Well, you know, a lot's going to come down to your goals and a lot's going to come down to your starting capital. And the first thing we did when we joined Lifestyles is we sat down with a mentor, and she asked us which questions are those questions about our path, our goals. Our goals were to get my wife out of a terrible job. So we needed to build the cash flow to offset that income. And we had her out of that terrible job in 3 years. And that's the natural progression that we see a lot of times in the real estate investor, is building that cash flow, doing that single family path as we have, and then shifting gears to multifamily, which is now what we are looking at personally. You can do both. Be a passive in some deals, be a lead investor, buy some single family. You have a lot of options. That's one of the beauties of real estate. Now let's talk about calculating your net worth. If you haven't done that, if you don't know what that number is, get out a pen and paper and start writing this down. First of all, what are your assets? Right? Some possible assets. And I'm going to use this term loosely, right? If you think of Robert Kiyosaki and Rich Dad, Poor Dad, your car, your house, your personal house, those aren't assets in his words, because they're not generating income. They're costing you money. Costing you money every month. But we're going to put them on the asset side of our balance sheet, on the asset side, when we're calculating our net worth. Now, when we come back, we'll talk about a couple more assets you're going to want to think about, possible liabilities, and we're going to see what kind of a return you are getting on your net worth. We're going to talk about that return when we return with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, so stick around.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, we're examining one of the reasons we invest, which is building up our net worth. Now, for a lot of folks, the initial reason is to create that cash flow, right? To match those monthly expenses so that you are then financially free. But at some point, right, you start to see the power of real estate and focus a little bit more on that net worth. And multifamily, as I mentioned, is a great way to really lever your net worth and multiply that massively. The 26% that the Federal Reserve saw Americans' net worth increase by from 2013 to 2016, that is nothing. That is nothing compared to what you will see if you invest in multifamily. It's a great asset class. Now, I gave you a couple of important dates at the start of the last segment. I'm going to give you a couple more here in just a moment. I also want to give you the number here in the studio. It is 855-497-4335. Again, if you've got questions, the number here is 855-497-4335, or send me an email, askandy@luinc.com. Again, I got to hammer home, June 1st is your protest deadline if you are in Tarrant County. Single family, multifamily, you got to get it done. June 1st is the last date to file for that protest. You'll have a hearing later on, so at least get that filed by tomorrow. Another important date I mentioned, our free workshop. We have those coming up already next week. A number of options. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com to register. It's all done online. You can do that from the comfort of your home in the evening or over a lunch break. And the other one I want to give you, very important dates. I mentioned that I went through the Financial Freedom Program over the course of the past couple of weeks. Very informative. This is something I did when we started 8 years ago. And as a member, you keep coming back, right? You're always going to learn something. Market shifts. So I sat through that over the course of 2 weeks in the evening. We do those both on the weekend. Those are those hard hitting days. David Fisher, he's doing it for 8 hours on Saturday, talking about single family, 8 hours on Sunday, talking about multifamily, or you can do in the evenings like I did. And we've got those coming up mid-June. A website I want you to check out to get some information on that, go to financialfreedomlivestream.com. Again, that is financialfreedomlivestream.com. Now, you have to join. You do have to be a member to attend the Financial Freedom Seminar, but that is massively discounted right now on that website. The normal retail is $740 for a year. Has been discounted to $197. So that is nothing. You can go to that seminar as often as you like. In fact, while I was on there, we were able to type in notes and there's a little chat session. And one of the attendees was, I think, on her fifth or sixth time. So you can keep coming back until you've digested all the information you think you need to be a successful single family or multifamily investor. You'll learn a couple of other things at that website as well. It'll talk about our vendor program. Great, great resource, by the way. Again, last time, it's financialfreedomlivestream.com. Now get your pen and paper out. We started talking about how to calculate your net worth. If you haven't ever done this, it's something you're going to want to do. When I joined Lifestyles, we had to build a personal financial statement that gets you to that bottom line very concretely by looking at each of your assets, each of your liabilities. For most people, when they look at the asset side of that balance sheet, they're going to have their personal house. What's the value? Don't worry about the mortgage. What's the total market value if you were to sell that today? $200,000, let's say. Write that down. What about your car, your truck, your SUV, your motorcycles? If you don't know the value, go to Kelley Blue Book online. Very easy. Figure that out. Maybe you've got some other toys out there, boats, you know, jet skis, RVs, I skydive, parachutes. They hold their value pretty well, by the way, believe it or not. Other things, less tangible, right? 401ks, IRAs, pensions, if you know the value of that. And of course, cash in the bank. If you're a Dave Ramsey advocate, adherent, you've got your 3 to 6 months of savings in there earning negligible interest, right? But you got that cash in the bank. Write that down. Write all of those down. Add them up. That is your total asset side of that chart. Balance sheet, other side, liabilities, all your debts, right? What's the mortgage on that $200,000 house? Let's say you've paid it down for 15 years. You're about the halfway point. You owe $100 on it. Write that down. That's your debt. Not your payment, but the actual debt owed. Car loans, loans on that RV, loans on that boat, debt. Student loans. We know that's a huge problem in the U.S. Most folks still have them, lugging them along for years and decades. I got rid of mine. Pay, you got to write those down as well. Debts, other consumer debt, credit cards. Total those up. That's your total liabilities. Your net worth is your total assets minus your total liabilities. What's that number? If you don't know it already, figure it out. And now you've got a benchmark. Now you want to grow that. We saw that from 2013 to 2016, Americans grew their net worth by 26%. You need to beat that number. Beat that number by a long shot. Now let's talk about another aspect of net worth. And this is a crucial concept. This is your return on net worth. If you have $2 million in net worth and it's not earning you a dime, it's not doing anything for you. It feels good. You know it's there. Oh, I got the safety net. I feel great. But it's not doing anything for you. So you take that net worth that you just figured out, and then separately, keep that pen and that paper out. Start thinking about everywhere that you receive some form of passive income. Not active. Not your day job, not your W-2. If you're self-employed, that doesn't count. You're earning that. I'm talking passive. You got that million sitting in the bank, earning less than 1%. Whatever that number is, write that down. Annual number. If you're like me and you have single family houses, what is your net rental income each month? Multiply by 12, there's your annualized figure. CDs, you know, maybe you've got some stocks that are throwing off some dividends. Calculate all of your passive income, add that up, and divide that number by your net worth. That is your return on net worth. That tells you, is my money working for me? Is it not? And I'll tell you, I learned this in the financial freedom seminar as well. The return on net worth for most Americans is less than 1%. Less than 1%. You know, here's an example. Let's say you've got that house worth 200K. You've got that remaining mortgage of 100K, 100,000, right? Well, your equity is 100,000. Okay, you've got two paid off autos, two paid off cars. Let's say their value is 50,000. You're not paying anything on those. That's your equity. It declines over time, of course. They depreciate. And then let's say you got 50,000 sitting in a savings account earning that 1%. So your net worth, it's those assets. That's 200,000, 50 plus 50 plus the 100 in equity. Excuse me. It's 200 for the house, 50 for the two cars, and 50 for the savings. So you're at 300. Your liabilities are the 100 on the house. So you're making 1% on that $50,000. What is that per year? That's $500. Divide that by the 200. You're earning 0.25%. That's your return on net worth. And as you keep paying on your house, and if you owe on your cars, you keep paying on those, your equity goes up, but your return gets worse. When the house is paid off, we're now at 300K free and clear. Your return is under 0.17%. Average Americans' return on net worth is below 1%. Talk to real estate investors. It's going to be above that number. You want to get your money working for you. Buying single family houses, buying multifamily houses, creating that passive income, increasing your net worth, increasing your return on net worth. And as a real estate investor, I look at that return on equity for my single family houses from time to time, because as they appreciate and as my residents pay down the mortgage for me, my equity increases. Sure, my rents go up, but my return on equity, which is similar to return on net worth, just focused on one asset in this case, well, it goes down, and it goes down very fast, very massively. So at some point, I need to think about doing one of two things, either sell that house or multifamily, right? If we're talking about apartments, and cash out and redeploy. Get back into some more highly leveraged, not 100% leverage, nothing like that. I am, believe it or not, fairly conservative, but you want to relever, you want to redeploy. That's going to increase that return for you. You're going to optimize the return on your net worth. You're going to optimize that net worth that you build for your family. for your heirs. And when we come back, I want to look a little bit more granular at the various age groups and examine where everybody is sitting, at least as of 2016. Now, we've had the COVID-19, we've had the market tank. These numbers have surely changed, but we'll take those as our benchmark and have a little bit of a discussion around things you can do if you are in your 20s to start working on that net worth in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. If you've got questions, again, the number here is 855-497-4335. We'll be right back.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Over here to this article on bankrate.com, and what they did, again, just as a refresher, if you missed the earlier segment, they dug up some data from the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve, on a triennial or every 3-year basis, conducts a survey and takes a look at, you know, Americans. It's the Survey of Consumer Finances. So, among other things, out of that survey comes an overview of our net worth as a nation. Now, they did this in 2013. They did it again in 2016. They've done it already in 2019, but those results are not yet out. I'm interested to see how that has changed again. But from 2013 to 2016, the average net worth grew 26%. Again, sounds like a great number, but you can do a lot better. You can do a lot better, whether that's investing in single family or even more so investing in multifamily and using 28 levers that you can use to increase the value, to increase the income, thereby increasing the value of that apartment community. Our members do it all the time. It's one of the reasons I go to the regular case studies, is to see what's going on and to hear those stories, because they are inspirational. Now, net worth. We talked about how to calculate that. If you missed an earlier segment, you can go out to lifestylesunlimited.com. The shows are archived. Just click on the radio tab. And in this Bankrate article, they take the Fed's data and they basically bracketed it for some of the age groups, starting with age 20 to 29, right? So what is the average net worth and the median net worth for that age group? And it's important to look at both. We talked about why an average can get massively skewed when you're throwing guys like Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk and Bill Gates and Warren Buffett into the calculation, because they're going to pull that average up, right? We saw that the average net worth in America is close to 700,000. Just listening to my gut, I know that ain't right. You know, what is the median? That's always an important number. So looking at age 20 to 29, the average is about 57,000. Now, I know when I was in my 20s, my net worth was negative. I had student loans. I had a junker car, didn't own a home. Eventually, about age 29, I bought my first used parachute, but it was used. It wasn't worth a whole heck of a lot. Average 57K median is 6,500. That sounds a little bit more realistic to me. Now, you're going to have those go-getters, those entrepreneurs. We have a great couple of shows that Del Walmsley has done with a gentleman named John down in Houston that is a multifamily investor, very successful in his 30s now, but started when he was in his 20s. He's one of those guys that's pulling up that average. But, you know, when you think about in your 20s, whether you're there now or not, what kind of assets do you have? Maybe a car? Minimal savings, maybe if you're working a small balance in your 401k or something similar to that. In my case, that used, you know, parachute. What do you have on the debt side? Student loans, maybe that car, right? Credit card debt, you know. And if you're anywhere close or below that average, which is 57k, well, you know, at Lifestyles we say look at your investable or your deployable cash. If you're at 50k or greater, go the multifamily route. You can get into a couple of passive deals with that. If it's below that number, you need to build up that equity. You need to build up that net worth. You need to build up that cash. Go the single family route. For most people in their 20s, it's probably going to be going the single family route. Now, again, John, you can catch the shows that he did with Dell also on the Lifestyles Unlimited website. Click on the radio tab. They're archived there. But he got started early with multifamily. Very successful. Soon to be head of the Houston Apartment Association. But for the rest of us, single family, that's exactly what I did. Didn't have quite the capital to do the multifamily, so started to build that capital by buying houses. Now, when you get to your 30s, that average pops up quite a bit. Now we're at $174,002. $174,002, but the median, still a little on the lower end, $32,600. Now you're looking at maybe you got a starter home, or maybe you went big, bought up north of Dallas and Frisco where they're building 3,000, 4,000 square foot homes. You got that car. Maybe some sort of toy as well. Bigger balance in the 401k, although not terribly big. Probably married now. Maybe your wife has some fancy jewelry on her finger. You know, that would fall into that asset category. Finally bought that new parachute, right? Later in my 30s. But debt side, you got that mortgage. You got that car loan. You got the loan on that toy. You got credit card debt as well. You're probably still schlepping along those student loans. But you've got some hope. If you're close to that median, you've got some cash to work with. Again, single family. You may need to cash out on that house. Right? Do a cash out refi, pull some money out. And if you're closer to the average, do consider investing in apartments. Again, that average was $174,000. If you're closer to the median, start with single family. Now, if you're like me, you're in your 40s. What's the average net worth? $457,000 and some change. The median, under $100K, $93,000. But we're starting to accrue some assets. We've been working longer. That house that we bought in the late, in our late 20s, early 30s, it's got some equity now. Our 401ks may have a decent balance. Let's see. Investopedia actually had a study published in April of this year, and they gave us the average. Average 401k balance is about 100k. The median, again, 36. So about half of that median net worth that we see for my peers in the 40-year-old bracket. But again, you've got some equity in that house now. Refinance, cash out, pull some of that money to the side. If you paid off that car or truck, maybe sell it, get something a little lower cost. My wife and I were a single car family for 13 years. We pulled it off for 3 of the years that we had our son and then realized this just ain't working. So we're now back to 2 cars. But if you can manage something like that, keep your expenses down in a nutshell. Refinance. And if you've been following any of our shows, we've talked about the CARES Act. Again, going back to that 401k balance, if you're still working, normally you can't tap into that. Maybe you can take a loan against it of up to 50k. Well, the CARES Act actually doubles the amount that you can borrow as a loan up to 100k now, or you can just withdraw outright. Again, up to 100k if you've been impacted by COVID-19, either had the disease itself or have been adversely affected financially, which a lot of people have. So again, what is your case? You need to dig into that. Check with your plan provider, by the way. Not all of them will participate. It is optional, as I understand. Talk with your CPA as well. Moving on. We're getting older. We've built up a little bit more of our net worth. Hey, age 50s, we're not quite there. We're almost to $1 million in net worth. The average is $998,416. The median, boy, that gap between average and median, it's getting bigger and bigger. Median's only $152K. Now, if you've got $152K in deployable assets, cash, or cash-like products that you can get your hands on, look at those apartments, look at that multifamily, leverage that cash and get it multiplied. Build that net worth. Maybe, you know, you're probably closer to a free and clear house if you bought it in your late 20s, right? 30 years later, what do? Cash out, refinance. Maybe you've got some rental property. If you're in Texas, you know we've enjoyed some massive appreciation. Cash out, refinance, or sell it. Buddy of mine put his house on the market a couple weeks ago, sold in a hurry. The market's hot. The market is hot. I don't care what you think about COVID or anything else that's going on. People are beating down my door. I listed a house for lease over in Tarrant County just last night, and I'm just getting hammered with emails, calls at 9 a.m. on a Sunday. I mean, people are interested. People are active. So there is business going on out there. So if you've got those rental houses, take care of business, get that cash. Maybe you've got some additional fun stuff, right, that you're not using. I always say we did that with our motorcycle, had the toddler stopped riding, sold it. Finally, you get into your 60s. Well, you finally cleared that $1 million on average. Remember, Elon and co are pulling us up, not just taking us to the stars. Average now is 1.124 million. Again, the big gap between that and the median. Median's only 221, but you do have some funds. Let's revisit net worth and let's revisit return on net worth. Look at your net worth. We talked about how to calculate that. Look at your passive income. It's probably very negligible. Most Americans are below 1% return on net worth. You need to bring that up. That's your benchmark, one of your benchmarks. That should be one of your goals to improve that return. And I'll tell you, if you're like me and you do have single family property or multifamily, the longer you hold that, the lower your returns are going to be in terms of return on equity or return on net worth. It's time to start thinking, and we've been doing this very thing, about levering up again. Cash out, refinance, or like my buddy, just sell the thing outright and redeploy that cash. So again, the question often is it single family that I should do? Should I do multifamily? Depends on your cash flow needs. Depends on your capital. Where are you starting? Do you want to be active? Do you want to be passive? Go multifamily. How much capital do you have? If you're not sure, if you don't know the answer to these things, you need to get educated. You need to work with somebody that has gone down this path already. And I gave you a couple of options. There's our free workshop. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com to learn more. Or more importantly, get out to our Financial Freedom Seminar. Go to financialfreedomlivestream.com. Join us. Register and get started. Mid-June, we've got those seminars going on. So, hey, you've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Let's build that net worth. I've enjoyed talking with you today. This is Andy Webb. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. You have a great day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.